Have you ever felt responsible for everyone else's happiness while neglecting your own? Do you struggle to say no without overwhelming guilt? These are classic signs of codependency, a relationship pattern where one person consistently gives beyond reasonable limits while another takes inappropriately. Codependency isn't just about being nice or helpful. It's a profound loss of self that occurs when we define our worth solely through others' approval. At its core, codependency involves five interconnected domains: an overwhelming need to please, deteriorating self-awareness, distorted reality perception, negative thinking patterns, and a paradoxical relationship with intimacy, desperately craving connection while simultaneously fearing it. This pattern doesn't emerge randomly. Contrary to early theories linking codependency solely to alcoholic households, it develops in any high-stress family environment where emotional needs go unmet. Homes affected by mental illness, chronic physical conditions, rigid religious beliefs, workaholism, or emotional unavailability. In these environments, children learn that their worth depends entirely on meeting others' needs while ignoring their own, creating a pattern of self-abandonment that can persist throughout adulthood. In troubled families, members adopt rigid roles that maintain dysfunction. The enabler acts as a surrogate parent while suppressing feelings. The hero becomes the family's golden child through people-pleasing. The scapegoat absorbs family hostility, the lost child becomes invisible, and the mascot provides comic relief without real recognition. These dynamics foster various forms of codependency between parents when one fixates on the other's happiness, between parent and child through emotional exploitation, and between siblings when one becomes overly responsible for another. Breaking free from these roles triggers fears of worthlessness, abandonment, and guilt. Recovery means learning to detach and accept that our worth exists independently of what we do for others. Many codependents lose themselves in service roles while neglecting self-care and personal connections. Yet your authentic self isn't lost, it's hidden beneath layers of stress and trauma. Recovery begins with reconnecting to your innate wisdom through mindfulness practices. We create stories to understand our experiences, but these narratives often reinforce negative core beliefs. Like Caroline, who believed she existed only to serve others after becoming her family's caretaker at age 8, these stories can become self-destructive. They feel true because we selectively remember evidence supporting our core beliefs. Examine behavioral patterns with curiosity rather than judgment. While changing beliefs is challenging, behavioral changes are more tangible. If you habitually say yes when wanting to say no, start by saying, "Let me think about it." Reconnect with early passions from childhood. These help you come home to yourself. Remember, you have codependency, but it doesn't define you. This distinction helps you fight the problem rather than attacking yourself. Shame fuels codependency, but the solution isn't self-criticism, it's self-compassion. Shame-based beliefs like, "I must be accepted by everyone," can be challenged and rewritten through practice and awareness. Early recovery requires shifting focus from others to yourself, a revolutionary act for codependents. While it's ideal for both partners to change together, your partner may not support your efforts or might even blame you. Remember, you can't change them, only yourself. Start with fundamentals: sleep, nutrition, exercise, and routine medical care. Diet and exercise improve mood and clarity. The gut, our second brain, contains 95% of the body's serotonin, affecting mood and sleep. Self-care isn't selfish, but essential. Without it, codependents often fall ill from self-neglect. Many struggle with self-care because they don't know what brings them joy. It nourishes our whole being through social connections, mental stimulation, and spiritual practices. Take time to discover what you enjoy beyond work. Small pleasures matter. Wind chimes, artwork, or scented candles can provide daily nourishment. Recovery means focusing on what's working rather than what isn't. Gratitude improves happiness, reduces stress, and strengthens relationships. Start a gratitude journal, listing 3 things daily. When negative thoughts arise, find good in any situation, like the comfort of your clothes or the softness of fabric against skin. Healthy boundaries function like a fence around a house, protecting us while allowing connection. In codependency, we often oscillate between having no boundaries and complete disconnection. Setting appropriate boundaries helps develop self-respect and self-love. We can identify boundary needs through feelings of resentment and physical sensations. Our bodies signal violations through reactions, like a dropping stomach or tightening chest when something doesn't feel right. People with healthy boundaries recognize their inherent value in relationships. While setting limits may initially feel unkind, it actually prevents resentment and demonstrates respect for both parties. Boundaries reflect personal values and can vary by relationship and context. They encompass material concerns, possessions, physical needs, body and safety, and mental emotional rights, choices and feelings. When setting boundaries, be direct and concise. Avoid over-explaining or apologizing. A simple statement like, "Please don't joke about my intelligence, it hurts my feelings," is more effective than lengthy justifications. Recovery demands commitment to the life we want. True intimacy requires vulnerability and authenticity. When codependency teaches us we're unworthy, we often reject healthy relationships and seek those that reinforce our negative self-image. Secure attachments foster self-confidence and healthy risk-taking. Loneliness, unlike solitude, triggers physical pain responses and carries greater health risks than obesity. The journey to interdependence leads to authentic living, where we give and receive love from wholeness. As Madeleine Albright said, "It took me quite a long time to develop a voice, and now that I have it, I am not going to be silent." You always have choices. Choose yourself. Recovery from codependency means finding the balance of interdependence, giving and receiving love from wholeness rather than emptiness. True intimacy requires showing our authentic selves, despite the vulnerability. Before recognizing our worth, we often hide behind defensive behaviors that damage relationships. Touch and connection are vital human needs. Research shows social connection is as crucial as nutrition and exercise for health, with loneliness carrying a greater mortality risk than obesity. Recovery means becoming grounded like a tree, rooted in who we are despite life's challenges. Self-connection through mindfulness helps us hear our true selves. Self-discovery continues throughout life, enabling us to live with integrity and offer genuine generosity. Remember, recovery is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Change happens slowly, and mistakes are learning opportunities. Some fear returning to severe codependency, but that's impossible. Your recovery work has fundamentally changed you. As Madeleine Albright said, "It took me quite a long time to develop a voice, and now that I have it, I am not going to be silent." The path to interdependence leads to an authentic life where you can both give and receive love while staying true to yourself.